This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration said Thursday that heat, light, and humidity might speed up the death of the coronavirus. Speaking at the daily White House briefing, William Bryan, the Undersecretary for Science and Technology at the Department of Homeland Security, said the virus survives best indoors and in dry conditions. However, he said that the virus dies the quickest in direct sunlight and in high humidity conditions. Bryan warned, however, that it would be irresponsible to say that the summer months will eliminate the virus.
That doesn't take away the other activities, the guidance from the White House, guidance from the CDC and others on the actions and the steps that people need to take to protect themselves. This is just another tool in our tool belt.
Bryan said that those months will provide an opportunity to get ahead of the disease. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly approved a $484 billion coronavirus relief bill on Thursday, funding small businesses and hospitals and pushing the total spending response to the outbreak near $3 trillion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the package will provide funding for those who need it most.
People who didn't have big banking relationships but had big credit needs. Another $60 billion in loans and grants for small businesses, all of small businesses. And then $100 billion for hospitals and testing.
The House action sent the latest of four relief bills to the White House, where Republican President Donald Trump has promised to sign it into law. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Americans continue losing their jobs with the economy all but shut down because of the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Another 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for jobless benefits last week. The total across 5 weeks is now roughly 26 million people, about one in six American workers since mid-March. It's easily the worst string of layoffs on record amid the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, when the unemployment rate hit 25%. Some economists say it could reach 20% this month. Even as some states start to ease restrictions and let some businesses reopen, it's unlikely to lead to much rehiring, especially if Americans are too wary of leaving their homes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A German biotech company has been given the go-ahead to commence human trials on a potential coronavirus vaccine. Adam Reed of Reuters reports.
BioNTech has assembled its teams in Germany as it races others in the US and China to develop an agent that will help stop the pandemic. The clinical trial is only the fourth worldwide of a vaccine targeting the virus. It will initially be conducted on 200 healthy people, with more subjects, including some at higher risk from the disease, to be included in a second stage. BioNTech and its big pharma partner Pfizer said it was developing four vaccine candidates under a program named BNT162. Tests of the vaccine were also planned in the United States, once regulatory approval for testing on humans had been secured there. The hope for these vaccines is to make molecules to act as recipes that instruct the human immune system to develop a resistance against future coronavirus infections.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The widow of country singer Joe Diffie is denying conspiracy theories that say he did not die from the new coronavirus. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
Some social media users are claiming that Joe Diffie's death on March 29th was due to lung cancer and that health and government officials are blaming it on COVID-19 to exaggerate the virus's threat. Diffie had announced days before he had tested positive for the virus. His wife Tara says in a statement Diffie did not have lung cancer and the conspiracy theories are false and hurtful. The confusion appears to have come from an obituary for Diffie's father, also named Joe Diffie, who died of cancer in 2018. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.